Have you ever wondered about that? Why aren't you experiencing more of the riches of this kingdom? Why is it coming to you in such little trickles? If this is true, and why? Because we have sought it where it cannot be found. We have sought it outside ourselves. And that infinity is within us. It cannot be found outside. It can only be found by turning within in quietness and confidence. Probably the trouble with this whole problem of supply is that people think it consists of something, and they do not realize that supply is invisible. Even though you'd like to see it come into a little bit of visibility, it is invisible. It's the invisible consciousness that you are. And therefore, we look out here and try to measure what we have in terms of things, instead of measuring it in terms of the degree of consciousness that we have. Ah, but you say, I don't have much consciousness. What do you mean? What do you mean when you say, I don't have much consciousness? Why, to say that is to deny your Christhood. For you have been promised allness, fullness, and you cannot deny it. You have all that the Father has. You have allness, completeness, and fulfillment. But what does the Father have? Does he have Rolls Royces, of which we have so many down in Palm Beach? Does the Father have houses? Oh yes, mansions. It says, mansions of the soul. And have you ever stopped to think of the difference between a mansion of the soul and a palace out here? Two different things. And we all have those mansions of the soul. We have spiritual treasures, spiritual riches. And those spiritual treasures that we have, as we release them, are translated out here into terms of our daily need. But as long as we look out here to person, place, or thing, we are looking amiss, and we succeed in demonstrating one thing only, and that is lack, because we are thinking it is something that is going to come to us. We are thinking that if we say the right prayer, or meditate in the right way, or have the right combination of words, it will come to us. We will get something. Supply will come to us. Or we think if we meet the right people, or get the right job, it will come to us. And how often have we seen that fail? It isn't that. Not at all. It's turning away from all of that and sitting down and looking within to discover the hidden riches that are there within you. It doesn't matter whether the economy is in a sorry state or whether it's booming. That has nothing to do with the consciousness that you are, for it knows only a state of perfection, completeness. It knows no such thing as depressions. People do, human beings do, but not the consciousness that I am. And so abide in that truth of the infinity of being, planted in the midst of you, And when the realization of it becomes deep enough, infinity will manifest itself outwardly. Why? What do I mean by that? When the realization becomes deep enough, when we become quiet enough and are able sufficiently to release the problem, we see with new vision and we see that already the fields are ripe. Already I have, and I always have had. Already within me is the pearl of great price. But in my humanhood, I've covered it over with so many fears and doubts and concerns that I could not see its brightness, its beautiful luster. But when I could become still enough, I could see it. So if you seem to have a problem of supply, as so many do today, stop looking at it and begin to see what you have within you that you can release and give. And everybody has embodied within himself the love of God. And so, let us begin by letting that love flow out to all the world, to the world that does not know that God in the midst of them is mighty, and that God in the midst of them has given itself as them in the form of grace, and that that grace of God is their sufficiency. Release that truth from within you through conscious awareness. And as you release it to the whole world, you find that it comes back to you. Because there is no world outside of your consciousness. One of the traps in this whole matter of supply, too, is believing that it is dependent on one thing bringing another thing to us. It is dependent on nothing except our consciousness of it. And then we experience that within us is the bread of life. And that word by which we live, which carries us through every experience. And even though we have to go through flames sometimes and through deep waters, it's right there with us, guiding us through them. And if we go down into the utter depths of despair, there too is that presence with us. That's why we meditate. We cannot find it outside ourselves. And sometimes in our meditation, we reach a place, we don't always do it at the beginning, but we reach a place of absolute stillness where there isn't a thought or a thing. And it can only be perhaps for a fraction of a second. But in that total stillness and silence, the whole power and glory of the divine consciousness pours itself out as our being and our experience.